Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, George Soros, age 93, hits the beach with his handlers. This man has been responsible for a currency crisis, and now he's at least partially responsible for a migration crisis. At least he's not like all the other liberals out there that don't want minorities near them. This looks like the start of some spicy content that you definitely don't want to watch. Suddenly my stomach is empty, but my appetite is gone. Up next is one saying enough talk about women's rights, and how about we discuss women's wrongs? Unfortunately, some say there isn't a Wikipedia page long enough to discuss all of those. The better idea is let's not discuss them at all. Women love the attention regardless of if it's good or bad. Besides, many women will say, sure, let's do it, and that they will take accountability. You know they're ready to celebrate National Female Accountability Day on February 30th this year. Number 3, why do women hate each other so much that they use these sorts of passive-aggressive techniques on one another? I guess Al Bundy said it best when he said, you shouldn't try and understand women, because women understand women and they hate each other. Funny enough, it's men that develop countries and men, for the most part, that create new recipes as chefs. I think that second point about the country being underdeveloped cuts deeper. Moving on is a woman saying that her value isn't based on her history in the bedroom. Someone then pipes in by saying that if a pair of shoes has 50 previous owners, its value is going to go down. This is basic economics. She wouldn't have said this if it wasn't relevant. But it is relevant because after 3 or 4 guys, she loses the ability to bond with a man ever again. But she fools guys into thinking that she can. That's fraud. But a man with 50 partners is a high-quality man because it proves that he has value. Number 5 is a woman trying to shame 23 to 25-year-old males, presumably her age, that actually won't date her by saying that guys in that range are willing to date women that are 18 to 19, but not be friends with other dudes that are the same age. She needs to cope harder. Men are attracted to youth and fertility, the younger the better for baby-making. She's projecting because guys have younger friends. She's desperate because she's probably hit the wall, and the best chads have now left her. Moving on, the next time you're talking to a nice, attractive, good-looking girl, careful that her blue-haired friend doesn't pull out the she's not interested card. This is what's happening in Madison, Wisconsin. Yes, from my experience, Wisconsin leaves heavily to the left. I wouldn't be so sure that woman is nice after all because she's drinking a Bud Light. Number 7, there are 3 types of men in this world. Be the third guy by choice. Also notice how he and the chat in the middle are the only 3 that are smiling. Being the guy on the left is a lot of work and he gets nagged all the time. The guy in the middle does well because he rotates through the ladies and he never has to commit. The guy on the far right also does well because he doesn't have to deal with the stress of getting nagged. Whichever you choose, don't get married or cohabitate. Up next, we have an article claiming that women are happier without children or a spouse, says up happiness expert. And there she is on the right side of the screen, looking all happy with her woke bangs, mullet, and crazy eyes. Clearly this isn't a study conducted by an expert. Maybe your eyes are so expressive because she's a lesbian that wants more women for herself, and is trying to trick straight men into staying single. Who knows? Number 9, some guy is complaining that when he sees a pretty woman, he looks closely and if she has a cow nose ring, then that's it for him at that point. He wonders why women look this way now. A ring in her nose and not on her finger are the only 2 red flags that you need to know about. It also lets you know that she has self-hatred and has probably done that to deter any potential romance. Moving on, it appears that mentally unstable white women are the core of Black Lives Matter. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I see only 1 black individual in this crowd. The protesters are 70-80% white women, but they probably live in neighborhoods where there are no black folks. It's just unattractive liberal women looking for a reason to go out and be seen on the streets, because no Chad wants them in the sheets. But they also don't know the damage they're doing for that simple attention. Number 11, two trans women are posted on the Clown World page on X, and Dean Cain, the actor from the 90s TV Superman show, says that neither of you are girls. And then they fire back by saying, you were never Superman either. He says, correct. I pretended. They probably thought that they had cornered him, but he proved to all of us that he's base Dean Cain. Up next, we have the world's two most identical twins, Anna and Lucy, and they share the same boyfriend. They say there's no jealousy from either of them and that they kiss him one after another. Ben has no idea how this could have actually happened. I get the funny feeling that based on the look on his face, he gets beaten at home with an extension cord. Now they're trying to get knocked up at the same time. They could always do IVF, split the embryo, and implant the same baby into the two of them at the same time, so the twins can have twins. Number 13, we have a woman that's super happy because she shared her husband with 16 people so far this year. Happy because that probably proves to her that he's a high-value man, and she's lucky for him choosing to marry her. I don't know who's worse, her destiny or maybe Jack Murphy. But even with an annual notch count of 16 for a man, those are still rookie numbers for the average woman. Out of those 16 people, how many of them were actually women? Moving on is someone saying that they keep seeing women online say that all men have to do to find a girlfriend is be nice and have a job of any kind, even if it's a low-paying one. Yes, you'll find a girl, but she'll put you in the friend zone. They say things like that to keep men from walking away from the plantation. They need that unsolicited male attention to give them the reassurance that they have value in the sexual marketplace. Number 15, what those same women won't tell you is that all it takes is a few millimeters of bone changed in your chin or your eyes, and that will change your life. Sure, it might change your life by getting you more attention from females, but your only reward will be getting to ride lying STD-ridden slurs. Women want a masculine-looking man and not a manlet. But the man on the right looks like a caricature of a man, and that's actually what most women prefer, because it reminds them of themselves the cartoon cooch. Up next, Argentina's new president says he'll punish protesters by taking away their welfare payments. Is this worse than Trudeau freezing the bank accounts at the trucker protests? People say it's a different context and he's only actually going after professional protesters. But I fear this slippery slope. After all, this guy said that he was going to replace the peso with the dollar, and instead he just devalued it by 54%, and doesn't appear to want to get rid of it, so he's already lying. Number 17 is Demi Lovato after she let feminism destroy her. But being non-binary didn't work as a gimmick, so she lost the weight, became feminine again, and is now getting married. In the second picture there, she looks like she's about to pick through a dumpster. Remember that there is no before and after for feminism. There is only feminism, and a woman's appearance changes for personal gain. In this case, it didn't work, so she changed it back. Moving on, a man gets slammed for his vile no single moms warning on his dating profile. He says that if they were a catch, the dad would have never left them and the kids behind. But those are still the words of a simp because odds are the single moms left the dads. But if a woman prefers single childless men, then that would be fine, and an acceptable preference. He should have just put down that single moms are just for recreational use, if he wanted to live dangerously. Number 19, the lamestream media, given the choice between a woman taking advantage of a boy and it being consensual, they, the mainstream media, try to portray the boy as a willing participant. Female pedos get off the hook and are usually given lighter sentences. In India, if a woman does this to you, then you are going to be on the hook for marrying her. Up next, never forget that you're not ugly. You're just poor and unable to afford plastic surgery. I'd smash the one on the right and dash without smashing the one on the left. After all that plastic surgery, you probably won't tell the man she marries that she once looked like that. If you think that only women are doing this, then just look at what happened to Tom Brady. He had the fat sucked out of his face. He went from looking like discount Bill Paxton to high-end Vanilla Ice. Number 21 is Monica, and she wants to match his friends. She's originally from Buffalo, but living in Toronto, and the last few years look like they've been quite stressful. Paying the rent has aged her into oblivion here. I wonder how many boosters she's also had. 36, maybe she's dyslexic, and it's really 63. But that still looks too youthful for her. If that's really her age, she should really have worn some sunscreen. Moving on is a woman saying her boyfriend refuses to marry her because he says it's a terrible financial investment getting into a contract with someone that gets paid by breaking that contract. She also has $100,000 in student loans, and he doesn't want to pay her half if they get divorced. Looks like younger men are learning, and it looks like I might have helped leave a mark on this world after all, by spreading the red pill. Number 23 is an oldie but a goodie. Women can't take accountability for not being what men want, so they're blaming men, saying that broke men are hurting women's marriage prospects. Men are broke and poor. Women most affected. Poor women looks like there aren't enough rich men to mooch off of anymore. I wonder if Hannah Frischberg here could word this in a more selfish manner. Up next, I don't know who the characters are here, but I recognize that the nerdy guy in high school that was friend-zoned gets approached later by the same girl that rejected him, after he's rich and she's fat holding a baby. Now she's wondering why she can't find a good man. The answer is the little man perched on her arm. Apparently a genin is a low-level ninja. I'm guessing that a baka is a master ninja. Number 25 and the last one, which way is the better choice? American women are Thai men. You could always do what Andrew Tate says, which is to move it to the side and tell yourself no homo. But how about none of the above? These days you never know though, because the hardest part is guessing which one has a penis. You also know that for some chubby chasers out there, this is his dream girl. And what has been seen can't be unseen. Now I have to go out and put new tires on my tractor. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe to my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is down below. Also, remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.